to world updates, let's try to explain Donald Trump's plans for the US tax code with the help of Mark Bloomfield, who's chief executive and president of the American Council for Capital Formation in Washington, a pro-business lobby group. Mark, thanks for being with us on World Update. The proposal is to reduce the corporation tax rate by 50% and for individuals to have much different income tax brackets. It's complicated. It's got a long way to go before it becomes law. But overall, did you cheer?
I did cheer. I would give it an A minus for turning something from theory into law. And I would give it a B if you are an academic and looked at the specifics. And I can explain it.
Please explain.
Okay. If I could, I was secretary of President Reagan's transition group on tax policy. I say that because I'm looking at it from the perspective of a president-elect with, at that time, a majority of his party behind it, but still needing to do what Bismarck said, the reality of making sausage, the legislative process. I also look at it, we had the last major tax reform in 1986, which was different because the parties were more evenly divided. And by that, I say the most important thing, let's start with the substance. There are two things we need to get the economy moving again. One is regulatory reform and one is tax reform. The most significant handicap we have is the high tax on business activity. And as you know, he is reducing corporate taxes to 15%.
And that would really give a boost to the economy, wouldn't it? That's what most people would say.
I think most people would say that is a plus.
What about I'm sorry to hurry you along, Mark, but what about the negative, which is, I guess, where do you get that tax revenue from if you don't borrow it? And surely national debt is high enough as it is.
Well, this is why I want to draw my experience with Ronald Reagan. We have to keep the motion of tax reform moving forward. The way you get things done is you outline broad principles, but you need to get Congress to get credit for the specifics. So yes, we should be concerned how you pay for this. Yes, economic growth alone will not make up the concerns about the deficit, but there are parameters there where you can get money. He's eliminating loopholes. He's got a system where you can get back all that money overseas, which will be taxed. But the most important thing is, let Congress fill out the specifics. Let's not panic. This is not an art of the deal with all the specifics already written down. That is something that Congress can figure out. That is something that Congress will figure out working with the president.
That's really interesting. And Mark, your expertise is most welcome. And we might come back to you when we see this actually fleshed out and then what the impact might be. Of course, there's plenty of criticism, too, of this measure. But there's Mark Bloomfield from the Council for Capital Formation. This is the BBC. Thanks for listening.